Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tasty coffee, man.
No. I heard that just hitting your lips. Just...
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's a nice little intro. We are the 4WD podcast, driven by Shelter, music by Southern River Band, Let It Ride on the way in. Obviously, the socials are 4WD podcast on Instagram. That's 4WD, for those that don't know. YouTube, all our episodes over on Backchat. And again, our patrons, thank you for the support. Exciting stuff.
Thank you very much.
On that network as well, Ronnie.
What are we up to now, digits-wise?
Yeah, haven't had a check-in lately.
I'm getting the numbers up. We are at 17.
Oh, still 17 as of right now.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask for.
That's good.
They're good over there as well.
There's a lot of conversation going on.
Good little community.
Good little community. That's very good little community.
I like it.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. So thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate that. How are you, mate? You going all right?
Yeah, mate. Relaxed. Just came back. That's why I'm having coffee, mate. I'm too relaxed. Came back from a 10-day trip. Donovan, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. We're past that point, I think, of giving you shit about that now. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Look, well, you're going to give me more shit if we talk too much about this, because we had the aircon running 24/7.
Really?
Yeah.
In the caravan?
Yeah, there's a bit of a reason behind it. So we went to Shark Bay.
Yep.
Which was absolutely awesome. Towed a big yellow van. And I towed it all the way there on 35s. I towed the whole way on 35s. Now, I wanted to tow on 33s, but because the internet would then say that my video would have been bullshit, blah, 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 I was like, well, I'll tow on 35s. And it was not too bad on fuel. I knew it would be worse than the test. The test was 18.9 litres per 100 towing the same circuit I did before with a 2.8 with 35s. I think that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So,
there's a bit to dive into, and that is going to be our main topic today. So we're coming back to this because I think there's a few surprises in there for everyone. And
Both ways,
yeah. And certainly you, I think you were surprised by your initial reaction to how the test went.
Yeah, it was. I was expecting it to be either better or worse, and it ended up being ever so slightly better. And we did the test twice, but I only showed one of the runs.
Right.
The second time I did it like manual mode, so I could choose the gears.
Yep.
Same result. I could hold it a little bit longer, but in drive, does the same thing. So I figured people didn't need to see the same result twice, so I just put that in. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just do this 2,000 Ks on 35. So the trip was already planned, but with 35s was not planned. And after the result of fuel, I was like, you know what? Stuff it. Let's do it. So got halfway to the 440 Roadhouse. That's like almost halfway to Shark Bay. Filled up there. Continued on. What I didn't realize, because I'm not such an experienced caravaner, those fridges they have in caravans, they're called a freeway fridge. They either run off your car. They draw a lot of power. I reckon the freeway fridge is the dumbest idea ever invented. Because they have to be level They can run on gas. They draw stupendous amounts of power, and you can run it off the when you're on grid at the caravan park on a 15 amp circuit. They're all into that. So, but what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to switch the gas off when you're driving. The gas was running, powering the fridge because it sensed there was no more 240 volt going in. So it's got three ways. So it sensed no more 240 volt. Okay, what's the next thing? The car? No, that's not charging because I haven't got that hook through the trailer plug. It's a bit confusing. It doesn't work on an Anderson plug. Doesn't work that way. So it goes, okay, well, let's do gas. So it ignited gas, and for 500 Ks, I was driving with the gas on, pulling into a servo, filling up at a servo. But I'd just hop in and make sure.
Might as well have been smoking a cigarette. Mate.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Might as well have been smoking a cigarette. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just jump in and check because I can't remember locking the fridges. You got to lock the fridges because, I did overtake someone and, driving around, a door could open. There was a lot of weight in that door. So I went in, checked, and I was like, it's running. It's running on gas. Brilliant. Switch it off now. So, yeah, big mistake.
I'm
Don't
glad
do that.
You're here after hearing that story.
Well, I'm glad everyone at Servo is here. still with us, But look, I hope that's not like something I can get done for, but, that's what happened. I'm just fessing up.
Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, it's a
forgiveness.
Safety analysis here. So, yeah, no more gas switched on. So we got there and we were on the grid the whole time.
Yep.
Which was cool. But the first caravan park was Monkey Mia. Sorry, I'm talking a lot here. Coffee. the second caravan park was the Denham Caravan Park. Now, Denham Caravan Park, we booked 1 year in advance, 12 months ago. To the day, we booked it because you can't book a day before. And if you book it a day after,
go on.
Someone else takes it. This is around Easter, right?
Yeah.
So we booked it 2 weeks before because I was camping with a lot of Torben's family. So I kind of call them my extended family. So Torben's mum called ahead and double check. Yep, you still got those spots. We get there and then we get told, oh, because you've got a few people in your group that haven't stayed here before, we have moved you up here. And we're like, we booked 12 months ago. And they're like, well, it says in our policy, we can't guarantee anything. And it's like, why the do you call 12 months ahead and book it and you say it is and in 2 weeks out it is? Lo and behold, an influenza drove in, Y62 caravan, not saying it's got anything to do with this, but they were in a prime spot that we had booked. And I'm wondering, was there a card pulled? Not going to mention any names. Was there a card pulled?
Disclaimer.
Don't know. The other spots were kind of open, some of them, and people came and went. But what was funny was a few days later, all the herds were coming in because it's Easter, right? And then because they have moved us last minute, their whole schedule had stuffed up. So there were people sitting in their cars for hours with aircon on because it was hot. And it was like a pandemonium. So
they got some feedback, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, they're getting feedback now. Look, everyone who rocked up were like not happy. Right. We had some good spots. I will say that it's a nice caravan park, but they need to charge more for the prime spots so that you've paid more. It's yours, not just handed out to someone else.
Yeah, okay.
We had a whole cul-de-sac booked, a whole group, and they even decided to put us up higher and split the group.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, then you're going to have some random people in between you feeling a bit awkward because we're constantly crossing.
Yeah, it's awkward for them.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just a little bit of a dig there, but great caravan park nonetheless.
Yep.
Great time. Awesome. I checked my phone 3 times maybe over 10 days.
Yep.
It was awesome.
That's good. We just had a runaway Ronnie there, didn't we?
Runaway Ronnie. I like that. It's almost a new segment right there. Runaway Ronnie. Ronnie, go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
There we go.
Didn't even talk about how to car she towed, but there you go.
Well, we will get to that. Don't worry about that. We heard about the holiday. Mm. We're going to hear about the performance.
In
a bit more detail soon. Yes. Before we get there, though, a couple of other things coming up on today's episode. Now that Ronnie's...
Oh, yeah. Now that Ronnie's done.
There's a run sheet.
There is, mate.
Yeah, doesn't know about the run sheet.
So now, you can send us voice messages. Now, help me out here, Jaden.
You can send us voice messages.
That's
so
the latest and greatest.
That is today. As of this
of
recording.
Today, you're hearing this
as of this
now.
Recording. Yep. Backchatstudios.com.au/pages/the4WDrive podcast Send them in.
That is going to be a game changer for us, I reckon, to hear from the listeners and the viewers, to hear their voice, a bit more interactive.
Yep.
I think that's going to be a real
I think it's going to be really changer.
That's going to be epic. So they go on and they log on. How does that work? Because it's not like they pick up a phone and dial 1-800.
You don't have to log in. Right. You don't have to do anything. Go to backchatstudios.com.au/pages/the4WDrive podcast There'll be a button that will say start your recording. Start your recording. Done. As soon as you hit that stop button, it'll send it to us.
I like to see. I'm excited to see where this can go. I feel like
it's,
on other platforms at Backchat, it's got some great success. And
finds on
real,
Backchat, obviously.
Yeah, finds. You get some really good...
Really good
finds. Funny stuff.
Yeah, look, send us in anything. Send us in fines if you want to send
awesome
us in
feedback.
Fines. Like, give us some feedback.
Questions.
Tell us about your car.
Yeah.
Send in your questions that you want to ask Ronnie only. Yeah. Send anything in.
Yep. Love it.
Tell Duggo what he needs to do with his electrical setup.
Yeah, still in the process. Another exciting thing is, mate, you have just...
I've got a new member on my arm.
The ball sack on the table and just going, I'm getting that tattoo done. You just put your nuts out there and you said, let's get this tattoo done. You've stuck to your word. You lost Wheel Nut Roulette and now you have...
Now I've got a tattoo on my nutsack.
We wish.
Well,
no, but seriously, this is awesome stuff. We were there, Ronnie. It was absolute gold. And Jaden's now got a massive UFO.
It was kind of surreal when we got there.
It was
like, whoa. It was surreal. And
this could have been us.
That place is massive.
Yeah, bittersweet in
bittersweet
Subiaco.
Bittersweet tattoo, Subiaco.
Great spot. Yeah. And Raph, thanks again to Raph. We'll see him in a second, no doubt.
We will.
That was exciting.
That was very good. Raph Watt on Instagram.
Yeah.
Raph Watt, he did my dragon.
Yeah.
Unreal. He's a very good artist.
And good fella.
Yeah, good bloke as
generous
well.
With
just
his
a
time.
Funny guy. Yeah, gets around it. He was very generous.
Yeah, really good. Really good sense of humor. I liked his sense of humor.
Yeah, he's a funny bloke. He's a funny bloke. He almost let you boys tattoo me.
Easy going.
very easy going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're looking for any tattoos done, bittersweet tattoo.
But before we get to the tattoo, we've got the Backchat AL launch, and we're going to ask a special guest to come in. Righto, the special guest has joined me. It is the big boss.
Here he is.
It's my old mate, Will Schofield. And mate, you're on the 4WDrive podcast.
How are you blokes going in here?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Last time I saw you was about 6 months and then I look back and you've got like 50,000 people listening a week.
We've still got a job here, so I'm assuming.
What goes on here? What goes on in here?
Ronnie just starts talking and that's what happens.
I see wheels getting wheeled in and out of hallways. Right.
Tattoos on arms.
And there's just tattoos on arms.
And people like constantly on the streets ask me like, oh, Scoey, how's the 4WDrive podcast going? And I start telling them about my 4WD driving experience.
Which is?
How long have we got? We got a while.
How long do you need?
Look, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't been on this podcast before.
Yeah,
I know you've been enjoying Liam and Ronnie, but just bear with me. I thought maybe just coming on, sharing a few of my experiences. So thanks to Fleet Network and Paywise, I was driving around in
a Muxa.
What?
The Isuzu MUX.
The MUX.
Yeah, the Muxa.
I believe it did have a button on it that you could press that would turn it into 4WD drive. It was like, I felt like Batman sometimes. I'd click the button and it's like the wings would come out.
It's progressive.
So that was good. I had it for about 12 months. I drove on like dirt tracks for once. I went camping once. Caught a Marin.
You did. Massive too.
Big Marin.
Biggest Marin I've ever seen.
I was going to say, you ever caught a bigger Marin than that?
No, I've never seen a bigger Marin than that.
I rest my case.
You know what you're doing.
That's it.
You know.
I think 4WD driving is a bit like fishing. I enjoy going 4WD driving. I enjoy camping. I enjoy fishing. I enjoy all of those things. As long as someone brings their car, their boat, all the gear, baits up my line, takes the fish off for me. Like, I'm happy to eat the fish.
Yep.
I'm happy to sit around a campfire and drink shelter. Like, I would say I'm a great person to bring on a camping trip.
Yeah, right.
I'm just not going to bring anything with me other than myself.
Okay, so you're adding value.
Yeah.
But but you're probably not the base of what forms a camping trip.
That's all right,
trip.
Though, because if that's everyone fine, brings all their shit, we've just got too much stuff.
There's too much stuff. We've spoken about that on this very show.
Correct.
Yeah, so you're much more advanced than what you think,
almost,
I reckon.
Almost could be like, I know what's going on in four-wheel drive land. I know nothing. You blokes were getting very excited about the car out the front just before.
Yeah.
Just look like a car to me, got to be honest.
At the end of the day, mate, that's what it is, but that's what we on this show we dissect.
Well, I think you're doing a brilliant job, and I think your audience thinks you're doing a brilliant job as well. So as much as I'm taking the piss out of myself, I didn't come on here to congratulate you for what you're doing. I think it must be said, the second you walked in to do the podcast, you literally came in 10 minutes before episode one, and you were like, mate, I've never done anything like this in my life, never hosted anything. Never worked together.
No.
Never done anything on camera.
Never met Ronnie, really.
What was my advice?
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. I was like, you'll be right, mate.
I still remember the moment, Jaden, like, righto, we're like, I could hear myself in this when I was still talking. Jaden, he's like, all right, you ready? No, I'm not ready. But like, my head did this. And I was just like, and into it. And luckily for Ronnie.
And have you figured it out?
To a degree.
Yeah.
I think so.
Lucky for Ronnie.
Lucky for the experience.
Of everything on this show might be lucky for Ronnie. Four drive show.
Probably.
Lucky for Ronnie.
Yep.
Mate.
Lucky for me, he's got a down pat.
I've heard Ronnie's on fire
he's,
today.
He's on a good
episode.
One.
He's had his
good,
coffee. He's up and
mood.
About. Now, Duggo, as much as I'd love to sit here and tell you about my forward driving expertise, I'll leave that to you and Ronnie.
It's not what you're here for.
Backchat Ale, brought to you by Shelter. As this podcast is, Full Drive Show, brought to you by Shelter, driven by Shelter.
The best.
The Backchat boys have bought out a beer. We've re-bought out a beer, actually, relaunching the Backchat Ale, brewed for Backman. So
it had to be done, didn't it?
Absolutely. So this is relevant to you.
It is.
Because you are still a Backman.
I am.
I think, how many years have you been playing the AFL?
10.
I think in 10 years, now I know you don't talk about you as an AFL player on here, but I think in 10 years, of all of those 10 years, there's been talk of you going into the midfield. Yet, as I watch today, as I live and breathe,
this
I,
very
see
moment.
It, I see it in the back line, and it's because you're a backman.
Yeah.
And that is what this beer is about. It's about hanging out with your mates, a team within a team, getting the job done, dour acts.
Dour.
Right? None of this bullshit in the midfield and the forward line and all, you know. Just let them have the money and the glory, right? We have the beers, back six get the chicks, and back six win premierships. Right, premierships, chicks,
couldn't
beers.
Agree more.
I don't know how much more I can do for you. So this is the Backchat Ale. We're relaunching it. We've got a big event down at the Leadable Hotel. If anyone's around the area, love to come down. It'll be less about footy and more about having a chat with your mates and a couple of beers. So Matt Pavlich, Josh Kennedy will be down there. $20 a ticket. I think there's a link in your bio, Evan. And really, I'm not really pushing it too much. I think these will sell out within the next week. So if you want some, feel free.
Like a backman, mate, you don't need to sell it. It just does the work
correct.
Itself.
Yeah, correct. It'd be like, no, I'm not going to say that actually because I'm not going to say that. boys, it's been a pleasure. I know, have you got any other questions for me while I'm here? Because it could be another 6 months before I'm back on the Forward Drive podcast.
Yeah. No, well, I think we could use you a bit more, mate. Like, I don't think you're selling yourself short.
Look, what I think about forward driving is you've got to have the experts like Ronnie, right? You have to have it. Right, it's like any industry. You need an expert, There's no use having a bunch of experts running around by themselves because that you know they got no mates. They're just chatting away, telling each other how good they are and how good everything is, and blah blah blah. You need us, Duggo.
you need
the punters. Right? You need the punters that come with Ronnie and be like, mate,
show me.
You've just driven like shit, mate. Like, what have you just done with that car? What have you got rigged up on the roof, mate? You've got no idea. Without that, he's just driving along going, geez, I'm a legend. How good am I?
I've got three cars.
Yeah. Good. Look at me. Wow, Ronnie Dahl. Right? Without that, without us going, fuck up, Ronnie. Sorry, let us run in. I've come flying in here.
No, mate. Good.
So I think, you know, case in point is you need people like you, like me, for anyone to have a good time, right, when you're out on the road. And when you stop and you light the fire up, you need a Backchat Ale to get yourself
you
going.
You do.
I think that's us done and dusted, Duggo.
Mate, that's all you need to say.
All right, I'll see you in 6 months.
Ooh, deep breath there. That was 5 minutes of power. And Ronnie, I'm sorry to say it, mate, you were live here watching, but
mate, I was,
you copped it a little bit there.
I was trying to keep it together, mate. I was.
Now we've all got this picture of Ronnie just bobbling his head driving down the road in his 76.
Is that what we need to do? Bobbleheads.
bobblehead
Ronnie
dart.
Bobbleheads.
I think it's a thing.
Ronnie heads.
What a little cameo there by Will Schofield himself.
That was gold. My jaw is actually hurting.
He just really jumped into that, and hope you enjoyed that, everyone, because we certainly did.
Yeah,
we're not actually sure where. I don't think he as he walked out, he said no idea where I was going with that. But
I don't think anyone listening knew what just hit him.
No, including myself. So. Can we get back on track now?
Can we get back on track?
Ronnie, are you comfortable again?
Yeah. I'm trying to just keep my composure.
There's a quick little 1-2 return.
Oh, no.
In there, if you need it.
No, that was gold.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right, we've got to get this thing back on track.
It couldn't be further away from the Ronnie that we know.
Now, yeah, exactly. He certainly doesn't drop off down the road thinking he's an absolute legend.
I'm the fucking best. My name's Ronnie Darwin. I fucking love myself.
Settle down.
But what was
down.
True is Doesn't that we happen. Would be lost without him.
Absolutely so, would be.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, it wouldn't be anywhere
All right. near. So we're getting towards today's actual episode.
Well,
you're not going to believe it. It hasn't really
there,
started just yet.
Before
yeah,
we get there.
Go on.
The tattoo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
we've
got a
little segment to play.
Yeah.
If you want to skip it. If you want to hear about it, it'll be a good video. We'll head to YouTube if you want to watch it. If not, you should be able to follow along on the audio.
Yeah.
Like
we said,
we
before,
did it.
Bittersweet tattoo.
Raph Watt on Instagram.
Raph Watt.
Go hit him up. He's going to be doing something for Ronnie soon, I think.
Yeah.
Bit of a chat something going on there. Duggo, I think you were getting something done, fixed up as well.
I felt like I should have whilst I was there.
Well, we've got some things. So
inspiration.
We went to Bittersweet Tattoo. Raph hooked us up with a nice drawing. I don't know how much more I need to say on it.
You don't need to say much
exactly
more.
We'll go straight into it.
Just, yeah, that's probably all you need to say is it's exactly how Ronnie thought it was going to be.
Exactly what you thought?
It's exactly what I pictured. Except for it was in black and white.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Go and have a look.
So to bring everyone else up to speed.
Do you want to?
Yeah. So wheel nut roulette. It's a game where you put your initials on the wheel nuts of a particular wheel in a particular car. When you get to a particular location that everyone has decided on, whoever's at the bottom has to do what everyone else has agreed on being the punishment. And the punishment this time on round two was, round three in fact, was the wheel nut. So, wheel nut roulette continues. We're at the show. We decided last night at the pub that whoever's at the bottom needs to get a tattoo. They choose where, the winners choose what, and let's find out who it is.
You knew.
Yeah, we all knew.
This tattoo is what we've been waiting for so long. Hey, Duggo.
The moment. We've got a little bit of the band back together. We're down here at Bittersweet Tattoo. Thanks to Raph. He's done Jaden's masterpiece on his arm there. And he's going again. We've got the wheel nut. We've got the UFO. It's not on the nutsack, unfortunately. But I think we're going to be doing it on the inside of the arm. So we're just missing our Raffer, who we might try and dial in with later.
Yeah, we'll be calling him in a little bit.
But how are you feeling, mate? What's the feeling?
I'm a bit nervous. So I was having a chat with Raph earlier and he's saying the inside of the arm is tough. It hurts.
How about we make another deal that if you cry, you've shat dinner. Or flinch. That's rough. I actually want to know, I've forgotten because it was a while ago, whose idea... It was
the tattoo the was? Tattoo. Yeah, it was mine.
Oh,
it was mine.
That's so good.
No. Were you serious about me and Duggo having a go at the gun by putting the initials?
That's
on
up
it?
To Raph.
Well, he already said yes.
Oh, did he? He did say yes? No, I actually need to have a chat with him first. Sorry. Hang on, guys. I'll just spear it back. Raph, these guys can't have a go on the tattoo, can they? On the gun? they can't have a go, can they? It's illegal, right?
It is legal.
Yeah, it's illegal. Highly illegal, boys. Sorry.
He's pulling a legal card. Is your car legal? Let's not go there.
Is yours legal? Let's not dig up that, mate. The Ronnie Dale fleet's more illegal than my car.
Yeah. I'm the only one with a legal car here.
I think that's good. What do you guys think?
I think that's the spot.
Raph, what do you think, mate?
That's it. I like it.
Here we go.
On a scale of 10, how's the pain?
4.
Raph, press harder.
It's easier to like just sort it out when it's a constant kind of stroke, like exactly what Ruff was saying earlier.
Compared to before?
Compared to the lines?
Yeah.
Lines are probably a 5 and this is a 4.
Actually, he's handling
it
pretty well.
So I was right then, because I said the lines are harder.
All right, mate. Final stages. Ooh, I've almost knocked the ink all over you. How are we looking?
We are feeling sore, feeling tender, but looking good, Raf.
Looking good.
Looking good.
It's actually coming up real nice. I'm looking forward to seeing the final product here.
Well, you can see more than I can, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it looks good.
Looks good?
Yeah, it looks really good. How's he been as a patient, mate?
All good. Nice and quiet, didn't complain.
You did tell him to shut up though at one stage though, because he was laughing and talking too much to us, so.
I think he's crying in the corner when the camera's.
How long have you got to go?
10 minutes,
maybe. 10 minutes, then we get to have a look.
10 minutes, we're back.
See you then.
All right, Jaden, finished product, mate. Initial thoughts off the bed? Big guns.
I'm enjoying it. I actually think it looks quite good. It's going to come out a lot lighter.
Yeah,
I'm quite happy with it. It could have been a lot worse.
No.
It could have been on the nutsack, Tiger. I know you wanted it. It could have been there. But that, I think that's actually come out quite well.
No, that looks awesome.
That's alright. Skin's a bit angry, but
yeah,
it's pretty well.
Yeah, so that'll lighten up through there, Raf, that shading.
Yeah, it's a really light grey, yeah. Yeah, it's a thing. It's quite dark at the moment, but should heal up fine.
You ever picture something? It's not actually what you picture, you know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I pictured. That's exactly what I pictured.
Pretty close. So
it hasn't ended up really being a punishment after all, has it? It's actually been, it's been quite a good result for
Jay. It's quite a good result for me. It's quite a good result. I mean, it's not something I would ever have gotten. So the punishment is that I'm getting something that I'm on my body forever that I never would have got. But yeah, it's not the worst thing. It's not the worst
but
thing.
But it does have meaning. That was a special trip. That was probably the first trip as a four-wheel drive podcast.
That's cool.
That's the memories now. It's
good.
We just every time we see that on you, we just think about it.
Yeah. Anytime you want to think about the trip, you just send me a text and I'll send you a picture.
while Raph starts to wrap up.
We'll wrap up a little bit here.
We'll wrap up here. And thank you to Raph. So it's Raph_tattoo.
Yeah, that's fine.
Have a look at that on Instagram. Thank you for your time, mate. Appreciate you putting this together for us. Bittersweet Tattoo in Subiaco. That's where we've
made
a for the last 3 hours.
Well, you almost didn't get a shout out there.
But and well done to you, Jaden, for following us through.
Speaking of guns.
Yeah, well, like I was saying before, boys, now that I've done it, you all have to follow through.
Yeah. No,
if it happens
fair.
Again.
That's fair. So where are we throwing to, Ronnie, for the next thing. Because we've got a camp trip in the
pipeline. We'll have to do it next time we go camping.
Mm. Another game of wheel nut.
Yeah.
And do you want to go a tattoo again?
What do you want to do?
I reckon we go a tattoo again.
Okay. I think we should also, as a second opinion, ask the audience too.
Yeah.
See where it lands.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It might be a branding or something instead.
Yeah. Could be.
Do you do those?
I won't be doing that.
Well done, Jaden.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I'll tell you what, during the video, I know, Ronnie, you were asking me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how painful is it? And I was giving you low numbers. At the time, it was low numbers. Towards the end, it was getting towards high numbers. My arm was not loving it.
It wasn't a cool night either. Like, it was warm upstairs there.
It was.
It was a hot night, sweaty.
It was.
Uncomfortable.
It wasn't Raph's
usual room either.
It wasn't.
Probably didn't know where the aircon was.
Yeah.
He kindly took us upstairs away from all the noise and stuff because they were pretty busy downstairs when we got there. There was a few tattoos going on.
Yeah, it was. What I loved about it though, you stuck to your word, you followed through.
I did.
Jono was able to join us, part of the crew.
Rafa was on the phone. Yeah.
He'd gone to bed by the time the tattoo was finished.
We forgot to call him back.
Obviously, he's on the East Coast. We did forget to call him back at the end. It took a while, probably
a bit late to call him back as
I think he was still up and waiting because I got a text from him the next day. And then I was texting him back and he's like, we end up talking about the gym and he's like, yeah, I polished up a whole bag of M&Ms.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
But
Raph, I'm sorry, mate.
We're all there in some way.
At
the end of the day, which was great. And then, unfortunately, Rafa couldn't come with us because he's in Queensland. But we got to enjoy a pub meal together. And it's probably the first time we'd all been together since the trip, really. So,
yeah.
A nice night. And, again, Jaden, well done for sticking that one out.
It was good. Yeah. I think it was you actually that chose the biggest tattoo, because when we walked in, there was a few images to select from, you know, from biggest to smallest, and
I did feel like that
you chose the biggest one.
Wasn't my choice to make, but
and yet you did.
I did.
You know what? It's fine anyway. Every single person in Backchat I've shown it to has been like, that is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
it's ten times bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
First words
well,
they've said.
I mean, I saw what happened and it just happened, you know?
Yeah, it happened. I'm not upset about it.
I was thinking like no bigger than that.
Oh, the top of the can of the Backchat Ale.
That was almost too big for me. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to do, Jayden. But then we kind of changed it up, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's a bit bigger. It's a bit bigger.
Yeah.
But I think it looks nice, and like now at least I've got all the detail in it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done. Thank you.
And if you ever have regrets later on or we piss you off too much, you can always turn it into a mushroom.
Yeah.
I can always turn
really
it into a mushroom.
You're really
intrigued by that idea. You like the mushroom.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Let's go to today's, I suppose, topic, you could say. And we don't have to touch on it for too long because you have one.
I've already touched
it. you did touch on it in the new Runaway Ronnie segment. But you've also touched on it in your video on your own YouTube channel, Ronnie. And I encourage people to go and have a look at that because there's been a lot of conjecture around the new 76 towing on 35s. And you just put it to rest for us, which I'm starting to learn is what your go is. If people are asking questions,
just don't worry about it.
Just watch Ronnie because he will find out for you. He'll get you the information you need. And let's just touch on the ins and outs of the towing on 35s, what you thought was going to happen, what actually happened, expectations versus reality. How did it all go?
Yeah, so headwind, this will be in my top 10 experiences of headwind.
Okay, so it's a proper windy
trip. It was proper windy. There was one section when the wind just let go.
Yep.
It was changing direction and woof, it just drove like the, like the test trial we did. Even though in the test trial we did have a headwind as well, but that severe headwind, it was pretty big, eh? So the overall fuel economy from the whole trip, 2,000 Ks, was 22.9 litres per 100. Now the V8 during the testing did 22.8. The 76 during testing did 18.9. So it shows you the difference when you put it into real terms.
Yep.
When the engine's running for a long time, obviously a hotter engine is less efficient. So if you're doing a long drive, you generally are going to, you know, burn more fuel than you would if you were just doing like 100K stints.
Yep.
So, and then you had all the factors of wind and stuff. Yep. So that's pretty much what was at play.
Yeah, okay.
But I did experience like good numbers. That good section, I can't remember what it was, but it's on the video. I think it was like 19 litres per 100. So it's almost reflecting what happened.
Was that the early part of the trip?
No, that was this. Yeah, it was actually.
The first.
That was to the 440.
Yep.
And then beyond that, the wind.
Up above the
wind turned pretty gross. And then because it was like this hot easterly, once I got past the 440, it was started pretty much beyond the 440 after, Northampton?
Yep.
So coming up, I'm going into the wind. Then I was turning with the wind. That was awesome. It was like getting a push. But then you end up on a Shark Bay Peninsula. You then, pardon me.
Wow. I think that up.
Yeah, coffee I heard that repeating. As well. You end up on the Shark Bay Peninsula, and you got to kind of do like a hook turn because you got to follow the contour of the land.
Yep.
And then you're going straight back into it.
Right.
And we had easterlies pretty much the entire time while we're up there. It was really good because we had wind getting there and the day after. Almost no wind until the day before we left and all the way home.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, WA gets freaking windy. And it's not just what's coming from the ocean either.
Yeah, no.
It's from the land, you know. That's the hot one.
It does. It's hard to escape the wind sometimes over here. This time of year, though, is probably one of the better times too.
To head up that way. Yeah, but definitely. I reckon
the wind drops a tiny bit, but...
It drops a tiny
still
bit.
Still so exposed.
Yeah, it's better in May. May's right. Up there is good because the water's still warm enough to swim in, the weather's still warm enough. April was a risk. And one of my mates who pretty much helped organise the trip, he was concerned about the wind, so he didn't bring his boat.
Yep.
And he was just like, wow, like...
Glass off.
Best bloody weather. Yeah, a few days it was glass off. Yeah, right. I was on a stand-up board pretty much most of the time.
every day out in the ocean, paddling, stand up board. So able to do that even in a bit of choppy swell. So it just goes to show it wasn't that choppy, you know?
Yep.
That was beautiful. So in terms of how the car performed, it got up to 95 degrees at one stage. Didn't sit there for too long at 95. That was going directly, I would say, 100% into that wind, that hot wind. And then beyond that, it didn't get above 90 degrees.
Okay.
Actually 92 at one point, yeah.
Yep. And what about the overall handling on 35s, like the feel on the road?
Really good, actually. So obviously it's a bit more sluggish because it's bigger tyres. So that's what's going to happen. But because I corrected the rear offset by putting offset tyres, which is a bit of a no-no, but the car was way more stable.
Okay.
And those bigger tyres and then a bit more weight in the car. Like, so the car was full, wife and two kids, gear loaded up.
Yep.
So the car was sitting quite well. It was quite planted. Only twice I felt like a bit of a sway from that side wind because that was hectic when we were turning with it. But everyone else oncoming were getting the same thing, you know. So that's actually a good tip. When you're on the highway, look at cars coming towards you who are towing, and that will give you a good indication of wind, you know. You know when you're cresting a hill, you come down, and then all of a sudden the trees that are guarding the side of the road, they're not there.
Yep.
And you get into that gap and it just goes, yeah.
Right. Yep. It's interesting. So that without the offset, is that where you get a little bit of that back sway?
Definitely.
And then I'm assuming with the drawbar of the caravan hooked up, it gets quite dangerous.
That could get quite dangerous.
Or you just back off.
Well, you just back off or I increased speed, but someone did message in saying that you should back off. It's all situational.
Right.
So it's all situational. If you have a brake controller, press the brake controller because that only brakes the trailer and that'll help you straighten the trailer.
Yep.
So that's probably the best advice I can give. But saying to speed up or slow down, it all depends. I've had trailers sway before when I was mucking around with Harry on some private property down south and we had two of those army trailers behind each of us and we were, you know, just getting some funny little videos of each other. And the sway on those is insane.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the video at all, Jade?
The touring one?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't had a chance to have a look?
No, I came back from Adelaide on Sunday and then straight into the tattoo.
Busy. Yeah, that's right.
Straight into Inky's arm.
So straight
into. I'm interested to see your thoughts on it though because being a 76 V8, you are usually in the
road. Usually in the V8. All right, thanks, boys.
It'd be interesting to see what your thoughts were on it because I'm still really surprised by this vehicle. And the way that yours looks is really winning me over. And just knowing that it can do this as well to please your
really
standards.
Like it.
It's starting to like, it's stumbling here a bit, but.
It's winning you over.
Yeah. Like I don't see, it's not as a negative anymore without the V8. I've really stumbled through that
made no sense of that.
But like I'm kind of more towards, I'm still more on the V8 side, don't get me wrong. Geez, my been terrible with my pausing in
English. Well, is that just because you have never like tried a V8?
No,
you want to try it?
If I'm going to buy a 70 series, I'm still on the V8 side. But at the start, I was like, why would I get a 70 series without a V8 in it? Like, there's so many better cars out there.
Yeah.
But seeing this and seeing the way that you've loved it and ticking off all the tests, the towing tests now, 35s, everything that you've put on it, with still some stuff to come potentially,
I think it's
a winner.
The stuff to come will be like actually using it and doing trips, but still keeping it light. Like moving forward, every car from now on, I want to sort of keep it lighter. Like we bought all this stuff in the car and look, the Troopy has all that stuff and it's great, but it's a purpose-built car.
Yeah.
So, and to kind of remain a bit more relatable as well with all the small gear and it keeps it fresh for me because I feel like I set up a car to do a specific purpose. I feel locked in that this is what I'm doing. And after a while, I get bored pretty quick.
Yep.
So I've always got to change it up. So having something that doesn't have a lot on it, I can do other things with it. And then I'll obviously, you know, I'm looking at sort of test driving other cars, see how it go for a period of time, just to cycle through and just get experience in different cars, you know. So that's something I'm sort of moving forward.
Yep.
And that it excites me. You know, trying all different things, definitely. You know.
Well, last thing I want to touch on, because I think the best part about this is we've spoken about the 76 series a lot, the 2.8 litre, and people can go over and have a look at your video, which you've done recently on it. The braking, though, was there a difference, a big difference with the 35s towing, braking, long stretches of road, and, you know, with it, I saw emus popping out and stuff like that. Like, how did it all handle under that?
It handled pretty good, actually, because the new 70, and I believe the new V8 is the same.
Yep.
It'll have upgraded brakes as well. They've done something to the brakes, because you compare that to my older 70s, I had to upgrade the brake booster.
Right.
I've done it on both of them because you have to. But this new one, the brakes are really good.
Okay.
Now, to start with, I thought, oh, shit, right? But that's because I had the brake controller turned down nearly to zero because I was reversing and I forgot to turn it up again.
Right.
When I'm reversing, I'm touching the brakes a little bit. I don't want the trailer going boom, boom,
like that. Too touchy, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, thankfully, before that emu, I had dialed it up again.
Right.
So, no, it pulled up pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. I tend to not slam on the brakes if something jumps out in front, unless, of course, it's a person. If it's an animal, I don't slam on the brakes, because if you slam on the brakes too hard, shit can go pear-shaped. There's ABS on the car. I don't know what the caravan has. Probably has ABS as well. I don't know if it's a standard. I don't actually know.
Yep.
So, I prefer to just very firmly braking to try and avoid, but I never swerve.
Yep.
That's the worst thing you can do. And it takes a lot of practice to prevent yourself from swerving.
Yep.
You, as bad as it is to say, you almost have to be subjected to animal strikes where you had no chance to swerve because you're on a bend or something. And then that reassures you, I don't have to swerve.
Yep.
I just have to brake as hard as I can.
Yeah.
Without skidding.
It is. Yeah. I mean, no one wants to strike an animal.
But no one wants to strike an animal.
You do want to protect yourself and your family, especially if they're in the car.
Definitely.
And swerving is not a good option.
No, swerving is a as well. Bad option, yeah. Because you're still going to hit the animal,
it's
likely.
It's going to be hard to miss. If you're needing to swerve, it's probably
going
to be happening.
Yeah. You're going to be hitting it sideways, so upside down.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than just straight on where all the protection is on the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just triggered another question before we move to around the fire pit. It's about reversing the caravan.
Oh, yeah.
Which we've spoken a bit about on here, and we've had Keelan, the master of all masters, who actually has got the head shaved now, by the way.
He has.
Go and check out Sarah and Keelan Travels. He's got rid of the hair, which is awesome.
They raised a lot of money for that.
They did too.
Them.
Yeah.
Got very,
great
very
numbers.
Good
on them. Which is awesome. Yeah. But how'd you go? How'd you go with the reversing of the big van? It's a big van.
Yeah. Look, okay. So reversing everywhere where people were, because everyone watches you when you're reversing in a caravan park, absolutely fine. And you've always got someone there to stop if you're going too far. However, I will confess that at home, I had the opportunity to call Jono and say, mate, can you just help me reverse up? Because the caravan just fit in the driveway.
Right.
Just. And I placed down a wheel chock. That was my aim. But I forgot which wheel it was going to be because it's dual axle.
Yeah.
For some reason, I changed my mind subconsciously, and bang, into my garage door.
Oh, this shot.
Yeah, which is my little gym, right? So I was like, oh, no. And what happened was, you know those little bike racks, they're like L-shapes?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was flipped around that way. So when the caravan went into it, it pivoted. So I was okay where I was at. So when I stuffed that was the second time. It's twice, yes. So the first time I got it right, but there was something behind I didn't know. Bloody bike rack. So I got out, had a look, crap, moved the caravan forward, had another look, door's fine, we're sweet. Then this is when I forgot where I put the wheel chock as a marker. Bang. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, I've done it again. I get out this time and I've actually pushed the door in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So then I corrected everything and then I spent about 30 minutes fixing the door and then went back to work.
Bloody hell. Well done for confessing that. That's funny. You hadn't told us that yet.
No, and actually something even worse than that, we quickly squeezed this trip in, the test in before the trip. So when I reversed it, I had Jono to help me this time. I said, mate, follow me to mine, help me reverse this trailer because last time I hit the bloody door.
Yeah.
And I want it as far over as I can so we can get, because the door's on a specific side, right? So we did all that. And then just before we left, Jono goes, you're going to have fun pulling out your driveway with that. And I had a look and I was like, yeah, it's pretty close, isn't it? It took us 20 minutes the morning when we were going to leave at 4 a.m. trying not to wake up neighbours. And we're like going forward, going back. And then I'm trying to be quiet. I'm stressing out because I don't want to wake up my neighbours. It's 4 a.m. Got the kids in the car. We just chucked them in. And the wife's going, no, you're good. And I was like, no, I can't fucking go. You know, you're having that man-woman kind of conversation there. And then got it out and jumped in the car and we were just having a laugh at ourselves and off we went.
I don't think it was off we went.
Yeah, it was after that. It's like, oh, fuck. Get out of here.
Oh, that's good.
Before the neighbour comes out the front door.
Was an awesome move. I don't think you put that in the video, to be honest.
I didn't see that.
No.
I didn't see the video.
Yeah, nice try, mate. Nice try. But on that, go and check the video out.
Yeah.
Go and check it out.
I'm looking at you guys, not Jaden.
So
it's good.
So Jaden has a sleeve reserved for the 4Drive podcast.
Yeah.
And he's got a sleeve reserved for Dragons. I've got a sleeve reserved for caravanning and one. No, just kidding.
You need a fair bit of space for your caravan, aren't you?
Yeah, you need a fair bit of space.
Oh, that's good.
I'd love to see you with the
as you roll around
the caravan
like
sleeve.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to around the fire pit. Let's get into it. Straight away. No mucking about.
It's warm.
It's hot.
All right. We've got to wrap this one up pretty quickly, boys. But right, we've got one question in from... Oh, can't read.
New Zealand?
No. Far out. I can't read this one. Hang on.
Can't read it as in...
No, I can't read the name in it.
Oh.
All right. Burning _ fuel WA. How does the wrap go washing it after you got mud on it? Or is there anything you do differently to washing a normally painted vehicle?
Okay, so I never have to polish it again. I can dry wipe it with a rag. I've been encouraged to dry wipe any bird poo and tree sap because they're the only two things that do react to, you know, they can enter the wrap. Apart from that, never have to polish it. You just wash it and then chamois it down. Have I washed it yet? I haven't, but when I got back, they needed to check all the wrap after that trip, and it was a perfect timing because the inside looked like a dog's breakfast.
Right.
All different kids eating all different flavoured chips in the car and just stuff everywhere in the car from a trip. It looked pretty bad, but then I drove it in, they checked the outside, and then lo and behold, they cleaned the whole inside. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, that's awesome. And then I opened the back door and that's where everything was.
All right.
No, they did a fantastic job. So I still got to clean it. I've actually got to clean it after this podcast.
Right, there you go.
There you go. So the other one that I was having trouble with from Laps of Maps, that's their name.
Laps of Maps.
Ronnie, have you got any tips for a young couple about to get into the 4WD tag along tour business?
Yeah, tag along to a business. First thing I'll say is don't allow any vehicles that haven't had a service on a decent trip, because it's not just going to affect your performance of handling everyone, it's going to affect everyone else's trip. So service is a must. Make sure that, depending on the trip, have they got experience or not. We used to have a survey, they would scale themselves from 0 to 10. Out of how much experience they had. And there were a lot of different scales, ways of asking the question. I highly encourage that. Don't allow anyone with 19-inch rims and above on a trip. You're just going to run into trouble. Anyone offended by it? I don't care. Change your freaking rims. That was probably a bit harsh. 19-inch wheels don't belong on a proper tag onto where's rocks and stuff, because the tyres are going to get slashed. They're going to have a shit time. You're going to have a shit time. And it's going to slow your clients down too. Tag-along tours are awesome. I really miss doing them. I just don't have the time. And we've only ever had one little incident between two clients. And it was just, you know, a bit of culture difference on how construction worker talk and office person talk kind of thing. So, yeah. So the best advice is have fun. They see you have fun, they have more fun as well. Reassure people. Look, I can go on for a long time. I think we should do a podcast just on that. But that's my advice.
Great. Well, that's all I've got for today's episode.
No worries. We've got it's a busy happening place here. So we need to
day, so we'll be wrapping up.
Yeah. But again, thank you for the questions. Obviously, you can now speak to us.
Yes. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that,
I'm
going
to read that out just quickly. It's backchatstudios.com.au/pages/the4wheel drive podcast with a couple of hyphens in between there.
That's it.
Dashes. All right, let's wrap it up. So, what was that? Did you hear that? Sound like a duck. Anyway, Southern River Band, Let It Ride, 4 Drive Podcast on Instagram. Please get across to us. Get across to us with the voice messages too now. Episodes over on Backchat's YouTube. And again, to our patrons, thank you very much.
Quack, quack.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.